Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, and here we are with our special program for teens, where we explore advantages and disadvantages of all sorts of professions. Today we have Carl Fox, a travel agent. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon.
So, Carl, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you already know, I'm a travel agent, and I work for one of the major chains on High Street. I've been with them for about 10 years, and while I've been working, I've studied for a number of qualifications.
What inspired you to become a travel agent?
People often ask me why I decided to become a travel agent. As a young adult, I loved traveling and worked for a while as a rep in Spain. When I came back to the UK, I decided to stay within the travel industry, and my experience of working in resorts abroad helped me to get a job as a travel agent. I have to admit that one of the main reasons I wanted to be a travel agent was that we get cheap flights and holidays. It's a great perk.
I see. What are your responsibilities at your job?
Basically, I'm a salesperson. I advise people on the holiday options available to them. You know, different destinations, types of holiday, ways to get there, and so on. When customers have decided what they want, I book it for them and make any other arrangements they might need, such as car hire or tours. My responsibility doesn't end there, though. I have to make sure that clients know if any visas are necessary or if they will need vaccinations and how to get them. If they are flying, I need to tell them what time they have to check in and make sure they know what time they will be arriving. I also give information on likely weather conditions and anything else I think will be useful for them.
That's a lot to do. And I bet it's getting more and more difficult to work in your sphere because of the rivalry.
Well, not because the rivalry is too high. It's the same everywhere. The point is that more and more customers want a tailor-made holiday, not just a package from a brochure. However, I love the challenge. It's a lot more interesting for me if I can organize the whole thing. Make out an itinerary, book flights, ferries, trains, accommodation, and everything. I love providing a personalized service, especially if it's to places that I know. I can really help customers get a great holiday that will be ideal for them.
People who are going on holiday must be relaxed and easy to deal with, right?
Generally, yes, but not always. Sometimes I get difficult customers. One man came in wanting a flight to Venice the next day. I checked out times and fares on the computer and found a very reasonable flight at a suitable time, so we booked it there and then. A week later, he came in, and he was absolutely furious. He wanted to know why I had flown him to Venice in Italy when he had had an important meeting in Vienna, which is in Austria. I didn't know what to say, but since I've always been careful to check that people really know where they want to go.
That's a case which is funny and sad at the same time, and it's hard to believe it after all.
Don't I know?
Any downsides to your job?
There must be some, but I love my job, so I simply don't notice them.
I see. Thank you very much, Carl.
My pleasure.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon, and here we are with our special program for teens, where we explore advantages and disadvantages of all sorts of professions. Today, we have Carl Fox, a travel agent. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon.
So, Carl, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you already know, I'm a travel agent, and I work for one of the major chains on High Street. I've been with them for about 10 years, and while I've been working, I've studied for a number of qualifications.
What inspired you to become a travel agent?
People often ask me why I decided to become a travel agent. As a young adult, I loved traveling and worked for a while as a rep in Spain. When I came back to the UK, I decided to stay within the travel industry, and my experience of working in resorts abroad helped me to get a job as a travel agent. I have to admit that one of the main reasons I wanted to be a travel agent was that we get cheap flights and holidays. It's a great perk.
I see. What are your responsibilities at your job?
Basically, I'm a salesperson. I advise people on the holiday options available to them. You know, different destinations, types of holiday, ways to get there, and so on. When customers have decided what they want, I book it for them and make any other arrangements they might need, such as car hire or tours. My responsibility doesn't end there, though. I have to make sure that clients know if any visas are necessary or if they will need vaccinations and how to get them. If they are flying, I need to tell them what time they have to check in and make sure they know what time they will be arriving. I also give information on likely weather conditions and anything else I think will be useful for them.
That's a lot to do. And I bet it's getting more and more difficult to work in your sphere because of the rivalry.
Well, not because the rivalry is too high. It's the same everywhere. The point is that more and more customers want a tailor-made holiday, not just a package from a brochure. However, I love the challenge. It's a lot more interesting for me if I can organize the whole thing. Make out an itinerary, book flights, ferries, trains, accommodation, and everything. I love providing a personalized service, especially if it's to places that I know. I can really help customers get a great holiday that will be ideal for them.
People who are going on holiday must be relaxed and easy to deal with, right?
Generally, yes, but not always. Sometimes I get difficult customers. One man came in wanting a flight to Venice the next day. I checked out times and fares on the computer and found a very reasonable flight at a suitable time, so we booked it there and then. A week later, he came in, and he was absolutely furious. He wanted to know why I had flown him to Venice in Italy when he had had an important meeting in Vienna, which is in Austria. I didn't know what to say, but since I've always been careful to check that people really know where they want to go.
That's a case which is funny and sad at the same time, and it's hard to believe it after all.
Don't I know?
Any downsides to your job?
There must be some, but I love my job, so I simply don't notice them.
I see. Thank you very much, Carl.
My pleasure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.